Freeze Frame by Peter May continued. Disc 4. Chapter 15. The Rue du Port ran along the side of the hill parallel with the Quai des Indes, which was a deep water channel cut into the heart of the city of Lorient from the inner harbour. There the yachts lined up side by side, touching and nudging, almost sensually, in time with the distant pulse of the sea. The street on the hill had been pedestrianized and cobbled, and young albizia trees planted all along its centre. In time they would provide dappled shade for the whole street with their frondy foliage and pink and white flowers. Now they were shedding, and the fine red and yellow leaves swirled and gathered in tiny drifts in the breeze that had sprung up. Enzo found the offices of West France at number 55, and settled himself at a desk to sift through the newspaper's coverage of the trial from 1991. It was the major story of the day, achieving regular two-page spreads with detailed reporting of evidence presented and testimony given. Enzo navigated his way through them by using subheadings as information markers, guiding him to the particular passages he was anxious to read. Beneath the headline, "A Deadly Encounter," he found the evidence given by Kerjean's lover, Ager Lamontin. The court reporter had wielded a colourful pen. The pale and fragrant Madame Montin sat with hands clasped, a tremor in her voice as she told the court of her fear of the accused. Describing him as brutal and threatening, she nonetheless claimed that Kerjean had been a fierce and passionate lover. "We would make love whenever and wherever we could," she told the procureur. Asked if she had been aware of his reputation for violence when she took up with him, she replied, "I had heard that he was a man with a temper and prone to violence. In the early days of our relationship I saw no sign of it. But as time went on, our sexual encounters became more violent, more frenzied, and he became increasingly possessive. If I couldn't see him, he demanded to know why. He insisted that I not make love to my husband, and said that he would kill any man that came between us."
"Would you say that you were afraid of him?" the procureur asked.
"Yes, monsieur. In the end I was very afraid. He was becoming totally unreasonable and quite unpredictable."
"Then why didn't you just leave him?"
"Two reasons," she told the court. "I was addicted to him. He made love to me like no man had ever made love to me before." And when the procureur demanded to know what the second reason was, she replied, "I was very much afraid of what he might do."
"To you?"
"To my husband, and perhaps to me too." The accused sat cold and impassive in the dock as she went on to describe to the court the events of September 9, 1990, at the abandoned Fort du Grognon on the Ile de Groix. There she and Kerjean had been engaged in a passionate bout of lovemaking, when they were unexpectedly interrupted by the deceased, Adam Killian. Adam Killian.